The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. And I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memories, that's all I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. But treat you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
Going back, way, way back there to 1974 for Dolly Parton, and just the beautiful I Will Always Love You from her 13th studio album, 13th of 49 studio albums Dolly Parton did. Absolutely awful news from earlier this week. She passed away, 80 years old, but the legacy she will leave, I mean, we can hope to have even a fraction of what Dolly Parton will leave.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I saw that his 9 to 5 had been a previous 4 o'clock classic.
Yeah.
Well worth getting her back on for another, I think.
Just wonderful. Jolene, the album. The story is that she wrote Jolene and that on the same day.
Really?
And that too. And I don't know if that's accurate, but it's a good day's work, whatever you look at it.
I'll choose to completely. Yeah,
that's a good 9 to 5. Yeah. We are back now with The Breakdown until 5 o'clock. I'm joined by Dave Cuthbertson in the studio today.
Hello.
Thank you, Dave, so far. Been a good first hour. What have we got? We've got West Side Cowboy. No, not West Side Cowboy. We've got Interpol and Linda Linder album of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple more that you definitely want to play. What have you got?
So this next one is a new single from Alexis Taylor, who released an album earlier this summer, Paris in the Spring, I believe it is. Great album. And saw him last week at Green Man. And
okay, did you? Okay. I heard him from afar.
Yeah. And his very sort of reminiscent of Hot Chip, I suppose, as it makes sense, being the lead singer for them. But his solo stuff has this lovely, warm, down-tempo sort of vibe to it that made me quite emotional standing there listening to him. He's got one of those voices that just always hits me there, you know. Really gets you.
I can tell. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I know the feeling.
But yeah, on this track, he's collaborated with Blessed Madonna and Pat Alvarez. So two pretty big collaborators there. And this is a song called Time by Alexis Taylor.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
girls, ugly words, a picture slip in silk. He's a keyboard warrior, a knight on wire stilts, and I'm only the messenger, but he's shooting to kill. Cause you don't want me on your side, sailing on empty light. The girls you grew up with, just from 20 second size, and you know maybe you're living on lies, lies, living on lies, lies. Just spoke to a therapist and cried. I can't afford to keep it on. I sometimes wonder if she looked me up and listened to my songs. Maybe she feels the same as you. She's been paid to say you're wrong. I'm worried all my friends are whispering about me when I'm gone. Go on. Cause you don't want me on your side. Say you're not empty like the girls you grew up with, just from 20 second size. And you know maybe you're right. Hope I'm not empty like you. At least I'm not living, living on lies, lies, living.
Wanted to give you that its full dues there. Chloe Slater there, Jen, well, presenter of the show, sent a message through yesterday saying there was a new single by Chloe Slater. And do you know what, Dave? That look at, well, it's going straight onto, right. Best of 26.
Yep.
That, no question.
Deserves it. Absolutely. Yeah, fantastic song. Yeah. So good.
I've never felt so hated. Their story about online pressures and mental health struggles that she herself has faced. A brilliant live artist. Her debut album, Right Youth, comes out on 9th of October, but she's had a wealth of material. I think at least two EPs, maybe even three. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be a fantastic record. Maybe a future album of the week. Not this week, though, because we've got two of those already.
Yes, and we're going back to Interpol for this one, for their album, This Mother Mirror Weighs a Ton, released yesterday. The second song, picking from that one, is called Bird and the Serpent. And if you heard earlier, we rate Interpol's out of 10 for how much the song sounds like the band.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite Interpol out of 10.
This is
maybe a 7 Interpol's out of 10.
Okay.
It's very recognisably them, but I think, I don't know if it's, again, I said earlier, the production, something is just a bit different about the arrangements that really brings something nice out of the song. So I'll let you judge for yourself. This is Bird and the Serpent by Interpol.
Somebody goes. It's fine to kill someone and show them.
Once again, that was Interpol from their latest album. That was called Bird and the Serpent. And previously, I gave out 7 Interpols out of 10. I'm going to revise that rating to maybe more 8 or 9. It is very Interpol, but a fantastic song nonetheless.
I think it's a wise revision there. and they're playing, aren't they, as part of their 18-date tour with Block Party. And is it Heartworms? Heartworms are on the bill as well.
Oh, I love Heartworms.
Yeah, yeah. At the Sheffield Arena, November 28th.
Yeah.
28th. Get your tickets now. Going to go now north of the border and to Edinburgh-based act The Year Shall Run, which is predominantly Chris Lindsay, a very good friend of the show. We've played a couple of songs from The Year Shall Run project over the years, including one just a few weeks ago. But this latest one is Starbank, called Starbank and Home, and it is a punch-drunk lullaby from the front lines of parenting.
Love that.
Yeah. So I'll play you this, and then you, Dave, are going to follow it. So you see what you think, and we're going to judge you on what you follow this with.
Sounds good.
Striding in circles, then spinning in straight lines. There's no way I can keep up. Over and under, then under and through me, until my resolve to go home. Promise me never to stop. Jumping and tripping, then falling through flower beds. You seem to think I can fly. Are we putting on shows? Are we playing a story? Am I meant to dance now, or you? Promise me never to stop. Ambling, gambling free.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
message on my phone. My new memory is ready, so I open up a slideshow for my soul. In this device, a tiny paradise, your changing face, my happy place. Drama soon forgotten with a scroll. All must age, flesh must grow. Wars will rage, and soon you'll go. But there's no hurry to be a man, and there's no rush for tax and decay. The grifter king of the manosphere was all over the news again, so I took a big deep dad breath and asked the back of your head if you'd heard about him. After a very pregnant pause, you turned round to face me with horror in your eyes and replied, "Aye, he's a prick." I was so relieved by your answer, I let the swearing slide. "He is indeed," I said, "but the job's never done." All must age, hearts must grow, wars will rage, and soon you'll go. And no one taught me to be a man, I had to feel and find my own way. I've not read books, I've got no plan, all I can do is love you and say. No one else could miss you like I will. No one worries quite like I can. No one else could sing this song the way I do. Now go be a man. Hearts must age, minds must grow, wars will rage, and soon you'll go. And I'm no sage, no, I'm no pro, but boys need love, oh, I should know. And no one else could miss you like I will. No one worries quite like I can. No one else could sing this song the way I do.
Scottish after Scottish.
I did.
I like what you did there.
An obvious, but yeah, I think it's a good link. Yeah.
So you first heard The Years Shall Run, a brilliant track called Starbank and Home. Get hold of that on Bandcamp, I think, is the place to go for that. But check out the Instagram page and Chris's other music. Arab Strap Afterwards, whose album is incoming next week, you
next
say?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Next Saturday.
All right. And what was the name of that one?
That was Be a Man, a typically unflinching look at masculinity, but with that wisdom I think they've added in recent years. That's, yeah, it's quite tender, quite beautiful, I think.
How many intervals out of 10?
With Arab Strap, it's nearly always 10 because Aidan Moffat's voice is so distinctive. They've always got those like little drum machine sort of hi-hats going as well. But fantastic song.
I'm going to play some Mike Dean now. He put out his debut record yesterday. It's called Thank You. We've played 3 tracks from it already. This is the 4th, and it's called Make It Stop. Should have pressed. When I pressed that, that should have worked. I'll try this one instead.
It's over, take a name, take a lover, fool yourself, fool each other, look at yourself before another, look into the hood, check inside, we always think otherwise, only want you to compromise, we do ever realize. On the mic, signal buzzing, what you got? Come from nothing, nothing's perfect, but your fussing never perfect, we do something, why's it always go like this? Something still that I miss, make it stop, Novocaine, recheck, reflect, gotta start again. What stays is always change. Redo, rearrange, start again. We all come for trauma. We fill our world with drama. Need to pause like a comma. Bring back my island mana.
Is it finished? It has. Make It Stop. It has stopped. Mike D from his album Thank You, which features his kids on it as well. I think he produced it in his home studio, and they just kind of wandered in and out at times. Lovely kind of idea there. You haven't got a treble seven, have you, Dave?
I've not got a treble seven.
Gonna give you a double then.
Thank you very much. That's kind.
Sympathy double.
All the songs I like are at least 4 minutes long. So no treble seven, but I do have a double for you. This first one is by Isis Murray, another Sheffield artist.
Oh, yeah.
And she's releasing today an album called The Four Rings of Revelation, originally composed in 2013, but only recently pieced together to be released on Do It Ascend Records. It's a gorgeous, eerie piece of ethereal dark pop, if that's your thing. And there is a launch show tonight at Mary Street Live. I think Ye Would Beast on the lineup as well, and they're another fantastic band. If tickets are still available, I would recommend going. And if you're not convinced, have a listen to Divine Love by Isis Murray.
Hello, this is Cristina Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Dave, just look at the screen. What's the score in that game? I'm just looking at the score.
Oh, yeah, there's a game that you've got the score for there. It's 7-0.
Is that Sheffield Wednesday 7-0? Wow. Okay.
It is Sheffield Wednesday 7-0.
Black Marble on the audio as well. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so Black Marble, very much known for the cold wave, quite icy simps, very 80s. And you'll hear a lot of that there, but I think his recent stuff from his new album, which I believe is called Life in Small Spaces, released last week. Bit of a warmer sound, and I think one that I prefer. Still very 80s influenced, very Molly Nilsson, I guess. But love the cyclical melodic elements in that one. Very catchy.
I'm going to go straight into Hercules and Love Affair now. Dancer Part 2 is coming out soon. Follow up to the EP out a couple of months ago. First track is called Pirouette, and it features Faris from The Horrors. And it's great. Hercules and Love Affair with Faris Badwan. That was great.
Great. I love Hercules and Love Affair, and yeah, anything they do, that's very special. I love that.
Yeah, so the first track from Dancer Part 2, I'm looking to see when that's out. I'm going to say October, but it could be November. Right, coming up to the last 10 minutes, we've got three more to get in, including the second part of Linda Linda's album of the week. You're going to hear a track called High Horse after...
This is To Some Degree by Daniele Lupi, featuring Michael Kiwanuka on vocals. You nice. Might have heard Daniele Lupi collaborating with Parquet Courts a few years ago for the album Milano, and then it was Roma before with Danger Mouse, so a pretty good collaborator, I'd say. And Michael Kiwanuka is as good as any, too. It's a lovely piece of Italian film soundtrack-inspired balladry. I'll play that for you now. It's Michael Kiwanuka and Daniele Lupi with To Some Degree.
Love, I just want to let you know. Dreams far into me come to me. Guides take me to where you could love me. Signs for me. Lonely nights and days, they change your mind.
Come with me. Come,
I want you from head to toe.
Come with me. Come,
follow me.
Follow me.
Sing to me in harmony.
Follow me.
And suddenly I will be better than I used to be, to some degree. Jealousy never had me going back, no tired tracks. Stay, I won't ever let you down. Times will change. People always put me down. The lies they come to town. Memories, I will be there. The long roads come to fade my dreams that never was. Never could be, never could see. I will be clutching to the light of gold. Jealousies never had me going back. My time is trying home. Never had my heart of gold to watch me go. To some degree, you wanted me to love you and die for the soul.
What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Caught up in your ego, you won't see it.
That was High Horse from the Linda Lindas. Their third album, Gotta Get Out, was out yesterday. It's been one of our two albums of the week this week, alongside Interpol's eighth record. Linda Linda have a huge American tour, 36 dates, but nothing for this side of the water at the moment. Dave, thank you so much for this afternoon.
Thank you. Right. It's been a pleasure.
We're going to get you back in soon, for sure. But you've got one more song to play.
I have. This is Susanna Sunfor. Oh. I hope I pronounced that correctly. With her single I It Am, which is from the upcoming album Revelations Divine Love, out 2nd of October. Probably don't have time to go through the full backstory to this, but it is very interesting. If you like this song, Google I It Am and Julian of Norwich, the earliest surviving work in English written by a woman. It's inspired by that. It's typically interesting source of inspiration for her.
Brilliant piece of information.
Brilliant. But yes, this is called I It Am by Susanna Sunfor. I'll play that for you now.
Breakdown, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
That thou meanest, I did.